The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
So James Comey had a big thing yesterday. This is a big memo that was apparently released.
It was a contemporaneous memo.
Contemporaneous memo. Contemporaneous account of a meeting he had with the president, in which the president apparently told him, look, come on. This Michael Flynn thing, he's a good guy. He didn't do anything wrong. I hope you can find your way to let this thing go because he's a good guy and, you know, I love him. First of all, he's not a good guy. People are like, oh, you guys are so anti-Trump. What do we say about Donald Trump? His worst appointment was Michael Flynn. It might now bring down his presidency. So you can say that you didn't like what we were talking about that at that point, but maybe somebody should have been listening. Because the issue here is Michael Flynn is not a good character in this. He's has served the country. He's done some things that have been great. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people have done that. And they wound up, the end of the story was not so wonderful. I mean, I don't think all that much of John McCain's career, despite the fact that he was heroic in the military. You know, there's a lot to digest there. Bottom line is, here's a memo written by James Comey at the time of the meeting. So not after he got fired, not after they were mortal enemies, but at the time of the meeting.
Contemporaneous.
Well, yes, contemporaneous account of the meeting. And he filed this in some way, which looks like he filed it with the thought of, hey, eventually, like, someone's going to ask me about this because this could be a scandal. So it was at the time. And that memo was not seen by the New York Times, but read to the New York Times over the phone by a Comey ally. So there is reason to be somewhat skeptical. We need to see the memo. We need to see the other memos that are potentially exist. That was then reported by the New York Times, but not printed by the New York Times, so we have not seen it. And the account essentially is, look, he was trying to get involved and stop Comey. Say to Comey, look, come on. We're on the same team here. Let this guy go. That's not good. That does not have a good look to it. And when you're the president of the United States, you have an underling who's supposed to be independent, investigating these things, the head of the FBI. It's a real problem. And if it turns out to be the case that the New York Times presented, he's going to be in serious trouble over this. There's a good argument to be made that it will not turn out that way because the media constantly lets us down on the facts on these things. And I think the best case scenario for Trump here that's rational and reasonable, because, you know, who knows, maybe the New York Times just came up with their own memo. I don't think that's what happened. I think the best case for Trump here, though, is that they overplayed their hand, which the New York Times does all the time. They are presenting it in a worse light than it actually is. And when people hear the truth, they'll say, come on, that's not what you promised. And maybe it will go away. But, I mean, look, the White House is in crisis at this point. You can turn on a plenty of networks. You can turn on lots of people that you might listen to or watch, and they'll all tell you, oh, what a wonderful, brilliant plan from Donald Trump to fire James Comey and cause this outrage. And, oh, he's really going to get him when he's on the stand. When Comey's on the stand, then we'll really know the truth. This is just brilliant politics. It's just, you don't understand. He's playing 55-dimensional chess, and you don't get it. You can hear that from a million sources. The bottom line is that is not accurate. He's flailing. He's getting nothing done. When's the last time you heard him talk about a policy? Nothing's being done. He's advancing nothing forward. He's in constant defense, and it is a White House in crisis at this point.
Yeah,
he might wind up getting out of it. He usually does, But
it doesn't seem like he's winning right now.
No.
And he usually, we've admitted this in the past, he almost always wins. We just found that during the campaign, and he did. He won the presidency. And we just, I mean, we didn't see it at the beginning, and then we kind of gave in, and we said, okay, we give up, surrender. He wins. Yep. He wins all the time. Right now, it certainly doesn't feel that way. It feels like the pressure and the criticism is winning the day.
And he can't seem to find a way to solve it. You know, Mr. Yeah. Businessman, Mr. I'm the problem solver, can't seem to find a way to get the people he employs to be able to handle their job or to inform them on as to how to handle their jobs. I mean, I am no fan of Sean Spicer or Kellyanne Conway, but to continually put them in a position in which they have to, as a requirement of their job, make an ass of themselves every day is so irrational. From a way to run a business that I don't understand it. And the only way he really can seemingly argue for himself here is to say, look, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I went in there with Michael Flynn. He's a guy I know. James Comey. The guy just basically handed me the presidency, or at least tried to, right? So, I mean, that's the way it was seen by many people. He comes into my office. I say, you know what, Vice President, in Sessions, you guys leave. Let me have a one-on-one with this guy. And I said, come on, man, let's just get this. The Flynn thing is going to hamper everything. Let's just get it out of the way. He didn't do anything wrong anyway. Just get this out of the way. I hope you could find your way to that. That's a somewhat innocent explanation as to what he may have done.
Mm-hmm.
However, having no knowledge as to how to do the job he's currently employed in, he seemingly was crossing different lines like this every day, and now he's being caught up in it, and he can't seem to find a way to unwind it every day. I mean, think about this. Yesterday, this Comey thing comes out. It wasn't even the story of the day. It was the Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian thing was in the middle of blowing up. They were saying that Israel was maybe the source of it, and we don't know if that's true. Mm-hmm. You go through all of this. That was in the middle of blowing up. That's forgotten. Every day, there's five or six new things that come up that are be disastrous to any other administration.
Yeah, and the one thing that is really amazing to me in all of this is getting very little coverage, and that's the fact that he admitted that the Russian thing, as he called it, the Russian thing, had something to do with the firing of Comey.
Yeah,
when everybody, all of his supporters are denying it as much as they can, yelling until their voices give out, that no, that had nothing to do with it. He didn't like him from the beginning. And then he comes out and says, yeah, that was part of my reasoning for firing him. What?
You allowed
what?
Mike Pence.
That's unbelievable.
Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, to look like a buffoon.
Right.
To come out in front of the American people and say the exact opposite of what your president then said 2 days later.
And then his blind followers, where do you go with that? You just ignore it, I guess. You don't talk about
it. Well, it's interesting because, I mean, look, what we're seeing in the polling right now, which is kind of interesting, is that the support for Trump among Republicans is generally stable. It's down a little bit. As these things are going on. But what's really dropped has been his strong support. So when he took office, his strong support was the vast majority of his supporters. They were, you know, enthusiastic and optimistic. If you were on the Trump train, you were really on the Trump train. Now, there's a lot more hesitance. There's a lot of like, maybe this isn't working out. I mean, I still support him, but not so strongly. And that's starting to peck away at his support. And that's, look, that's going to be a problem. And he doesn't seem to have any solutions as to how to handle it. I mean, they keep talking about this big shakeup in the White House. I don't know if he's going to pull the trigger on that or not. But, I mean, the Comey thing was objectively, a terrible decision.
He might do it now just to
Might as well.
Get something else going into the news cycle and distract the media on it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.